Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm getting a company update in this daily editorial from SK Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ESK and on the OTCQX under the symbol ESKYF. I'm chatting with the technical advisor and director, Quentin Henney. Now, Quentin, there was a news release that came out just last Friday, February 25th. The title says, numerous new precious metals rich VMS targets emerge across SK Mining District land holdings. Now, the press release does outline a lot of these different areas. It goes through 1 through 8 in terms of the different areas. I will be posting a couple maps below this interview. However, there are a total of, I believe, 5 maps as well as a cross section that should be viewed. So I will also post a link to this news release. Quentin, give us a little summary of the significance of finding these metal-rich VMS targets across this project, please.
Yeah, look, we did this stream sediment sampling last year. It took a while to get assays, but we have the data in hand now, and it really highlights some interesting things, really new targets, new areas across the property, and it shows the district scale potential of this opportunity. We have the ground immediately south and east and so forth from SK Creek Deposit, which is operated by Skeena. But like I've told people many times now, we have 85% of the prospective ground for these VMS deposits. One of the things we recognized recently is that we have 3 anticlines. These are basically upfolded sequences of rocks, and they can be seen on the maps that were attached to that news release. These anticlines trend north-south. Each one of them has the precious metal-rich VMS host rocks encircling it, like where the rocks are bent up on either side of the anticline. They come to surface in many places, and they are clearly shedding some gold. Okay, so what we're seeing here is basically a district scale series of gold anomalies. VMS always occur in camps. Guess what? I think we've now proven that it's a camp.
All right, so now that you have isolated some of these targets, they do still look to be in a bit more of a broad sense, maybe not specific drill locations. What follow-up work are you going to need to undertake here?
Yeah, we had to follow up each one of these targets with exploration work in the field, also SkyTEM. We do that airborne geophysical technique that we did over the central part of the property last year, and I think we'll be able to highlight or identify drill targets very quickly and early in the season. My hope is that especially the first 3 anomalies, the highest priority anomalies, will generate walk-up drill targets this season. We can add those on to the already busy schedule we have, but we will have a robust suite of targets to test. The 3 anomalies I'm talking about, the first and foremost is a very large Blegg anomaly. We call them Blegg because that's the acronym for bulk leach extractable gold. They're basically stream sediment samples that do a cyanide analysis of gold in the sample, but we also analyze trace elements. Anyway, the first anomaly is down on our Cory property. That is a 100% owned area, and it's about 6 kilometers in length. It is very high gold anomalism in all those drainages, basically off the chart kind of numbers. And it's in an area where we know there are some prospects already, but we have not, we as a team, the current team at SK, not explored this area nor drilled it to this date. We went down there to do this sampling last year, but otherwise we don't have too much feel for what this area is yet. Now, what is it starting to look like? Well, look, it looks like with the arsenic and antimony and mercury and so forth associated with this, it looks like a VMS signature. Okay, so we're very confident about that. And it's also big. It is absolutely huge, 6 kilometers across. Part of it occurs along the east side of the SK anticline. Part of it occurs along the west side of the eastern anticline. This is an area that seems ripe for future VMS discovery. We will try to hone in and find the targets on that ground early in the coming season, say June, July. Second target is a really interesting one, a little less strong gold, but it is similar in magnitude to what we see up at Sibululu. We've got gold anomalism there, of course. We know there's mineralization there. That gold, the west side of the Eskay Anticline goes undercover for a ways. It's underneath the Bowser Lake rocks. There's basically a fault that puts cover rock over our target rock. And what we now know from this data is those rocks pop out again. As they go southward, the Hazelton group pops out from underneath the Bowser Lake sequence, and guess what? There's gold popping out, and it looks very much like what we see at Sibululu. I think it's basically the natural continuation of Sibululu. Again, we'll find those targets, and we'll get a drill in there this summer. Now, the third anomaly completely took us by surprise. It's way up in the northeast part of the property at the northern end of what we call the Eastern Anticline. And if you look at the position of this gold anomaly, this Blegg anomaly, with respect to the Eskay Creek deposit, the famous Eskay Creek deposit that Skeen is now exploring, is right at the north end of the Eskay Anticline. Well, this anomaly, this big whopping anomaly we found, is at the north end of the Eastern Anticline. So I see it as potentially a direct analog to the Eskay deposits, you know, in the same kind of position, you know, structural position. So again, very high quality target. We will do SkyTEM over that. We'll try to find some drill targets and get a drill up there this season.
So Quentin, referring to these maps, you do highlight, well, 1 through 8 in terms of the targets, but these anticlines, the Eskay Anticline, Western and Eastern Anticlines, how significant are these to understand the formation of them and where they're related to these new targets now?
Okay, so the VMS deposits actually formed on the sea floor. So you got to think way back in time, about 180 million years ago, when all of these rocks were on the sea floor and you had black smokers coming out depositing these wonderful precious metal-rich sulfide deposits. Okay, those rocks were then, through tectonics, they were scraped up onto the margin of the North American continent. Okay, so they've basically been shoved up onto the continent. And when they're shoved, they actually start to fold and buckle and fault and stuff. And what we're seeing is really, it's kind of like a crumpled carpet, if you will. This rock has been agglomerated, just shoved onto the continent. And in the process, you get faulting and folding that form these anticlines. Okay, and they're nice rhythmic parallel anticlines. They're, you know, just one after another. And the beauty is along those anticlines, those rocks, those seabed rocks, are now exposed in many places, and that's where we have our targets, in those seafloor rocks, wherever they're upfolded and erosion, Mother Nature's cut down into them, there's a chance of finding a precious metal-rich VMS.
So does that mean we're looking project or property-wide now here at the potential of multiple deposits, some which are related to each other and others that might be a little bit different in just because of their location, where they are in the system?
That's right. Look, I think they all likely form about the same time. I mean, it'd be astounding to think that multiple, you know, completely separate VMS systems formed. I think these all were part of one big system. If you go down to the ocean, to the bottom of the ocean today, and you look around areas like the Juan de Fuca Ridge or other places, you will see that these VMS systems occur in clusters. You'll find, you know, literally dozens of them in any given area where the hot fluids are coming out of the bottom of the ocean. Okay, so what we're looking at here is a fossil version of that. We clearly have multiple VMS centers that are exposed and shedding metal across our property. Every VMS camp on Earth occurs as a cluster. You usually have a few small deposits, maybe one or two, a few medium deposits, and then you have one or, you know, big one, you know, like a granddaddy. Okay, Eskay Creek deposit, put it in context. It was about a little less than 3 million tons, very high grade. It was 46 gram gold and 2.2 kilos silver per ton. But it wasn't big in terms of its tonnage. It was a small pup. Okay, is there a bigger one here? Oh, yeah. You know what? This Blegg anomaly, say, where we have the first one I described, the southern end of the Eskay Anticline on our quarry ground, that is a big, big anomaly. It's driven by something that's shedding a lot of gold. Silver, arsenic, antimony, mercury, the whole lot are coming out of that area. Could we have a big one? Yeah, there's definitely, you know, don't forget TV Jeff. It's funny, but the anomaly around TV Jeff is less subtle, even though we have fantastic drill results. Look at our drill results. Wonderful. But the Blegg anomaly off TV Jeff is somewhat more subtle than this one to the south, or the one on the east side, or sorry, the west side, number two or number three up at the north end of the eastern anticline. I mean, you know, it's just delightful. It's like finding out that you don't have just one discovery, but you likely have multiple discoveries, you know, from this data set.
So how would you like to go about proving this in, let's say, this year's drill program? Because as you said, TV Jeff, you've been drilling there, or you've had some very nice drill results. So obviously you want to continue to expand at those two targets, but now you have eight other targets. I understand, let's say, three are more the priority, but how are you going to balance this all out this year?
We have four rigs showing up, so we do have the latitude to be able to test different areas. We're going to put one drill at TV, one drill at Jeff, and do systematic work there to expand on those high-grade VMS discoveries. We're going to take another drill, the third drill, and go over to Sibululu, and we're going to test underneath, kind of tuck underneath that Bowser Lake and see what's down there. We think that there's a big system hiding just underneath that area. But that fourth rig gives us the latitude to go out and test other targets. So we will have one rig. We'll call it the mobile rig, or, you know, the new target rig. And it's going to go around and test a lot of these anomalies. We have basically 12 discrete drill anomalies outside of TV Jeff and Sibululu right now that we plan on testing. So we are going to be aggressive. We want to make discovery, you know, finding an SKA creek, but on steroids, like a big SKA creek, would be just an absolutely remarkable discovery in this gold space and gold cycle right now.
So understanding that these targets are essentially brand new targets, how many holes are you envisioning putting into them to maybe confirm some mineralization? Obviously, you want to hit high grade on the first drill hole, but it's exploration. So what do you think is needed to test these?
Yeah, look, a little bit of patience. I mean, last year, you know, we were very lucky at TV Jeff. We did find outcropping VMS, which really, that's what got us fired up, and the SkyTem as well. But, you know, on these new targets, we don't know yet exactly what to expect. We've got to do that early work. We will drill these targets, okay? We'll find places to set the drill and try to find the source for this metal. Are we going to hit? Is there a guarantee? No. You know, sometimes it might be a near miss, but we'll do our darndest. But I do think we will be able to at least tell people what the likely source or what the driver is for these anomalies by the end of this season. I think we'll be able to provide answers.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update there, Quentin. There's a lot to take in here with this news release and with these additional targets, eight targets in total. As I mentioned, I will post a link to that news release and a couple of the initial figures and maps that were included there. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding SK Mining and what the attack strategy is going to be or anything else regarding this company, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Quentin or someone else on the team at SK to address those. Quentin, thank you for your time today, and I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.